So that was, you know, turned out to be brilliant. So this course was basically good on two counts, really. Mm. First, it was an academic level course. Mm-hmm. So, you know, writing, reading, doing the assignments, some tutor support in those days, and some tutorials in those days. So that was great, and an exam, which was petrifying, and to this day I don't do exams very well. So from that point of view, it got me started, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed learning. Enjoyed it just doesn't touch it. I thought it was brilliant, but the subject matter was the big thing, because I discovered the social model of disability, and for the first time things started to fall into place about my childhood experiences. So here I was at about 41-ish. It was fantastic. And I, from that point, really, over the course of that, the 9 months or so, year, decided that I was a disabled person, and that I didn't have to put myself down, that I didn't have to limit myself, that it was a question of removing the barriers, and it was down to other people's attitudes. And I could see it, it made perfect sense. No problem there. And then I could be open about it. That was the best thing that happened, was that I could now be open about what had happened, my childhood, my education, disability, all of it. I could talk about it selectively, but I could talk about it. And it wasn't something that I needed to hide anymore. That was the biggest change. Yeah, it was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, key to it, apart from the learning and all the theory, and the coursework and all the modules that were so brilliant, was seeing two disabled women running a training session, being figures of authority. Fantastic role models. I thought, woof, I don't have to keep myself down. I don't have to be this pathetic failure anymore. If I want to achieve and start having some power, I can have some. So that's what that did for me.